Thanks for tuning in to today's Horsewoman Podcast. Our show explores women in the horse industry as they share their dreams, challenges, successes. What drives these women? Well, let's find out. Hi, this is Rose Cushing, host of today's Horsewoman, and we're in Conway, South Carolina today with Christine Smith McClure at Dreams, Hope, and Faith Farms. And Christine's a pretty amazing woman. She developed a reading rodeo for kids to encourage them to read books. She's written a couple of children's books herself. She developed an online community for a riding club. And let's see what else. So Christine, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into horses.
Well, I've been a horse girl all of my life. Grew up in Pennsylvania. Parents had horses. My dad had just gotten off of the farm in the 40s when his dad didn't let him have any more horses because they just got into tractors. So the first thing he did, got himself about 40 horses. So horses run thick in my blood. Like, they've been there forever. I came down here to go to college. Went to college and had a brief bit of time. I didn't have a place to put a horse, so I didn't have one. So I got married and got back into them full swing again. I do a little bit of showing. We do some trail riding. I do a little bit of judging for the trail events. I like to be an all-around kind of girl.
Very nice. And you are also a school teacher?
Yes, I teach here in Horry County. I have been a reading and math interventionist for 8 years, and then I ended up in the classroom, and I have second graders now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I love them. They're very sweet. They're at an age that they love everything you tell them. And you know, me being a horse girl, I can relate most everything back to the horse.
Absolutely. It's funny that you say that because I'm always thinking about what trainers tell me about training their horses, and I'm like, but that's how I raised my kid.
Absolutely. Everything that you learn about a horse, it can be turned around back to a child. A lot of the psychology of the way they think, you know, they're not going to give you something that they don't understand. And, I mean, you just have to learn how to give it so that they understand it.
Right, right. Well, tell me a little bit about the Read and Rodeo program that you put together for your school kids.
Sure. So when I went to Homewood Elementary, right out of college, they had been doing reading rodeo, and they didn't even have a horse there. So me being a horse girl could not deal with that. We had one horse the first year, and then over the years, we have grown to have about 40 horses there. So it was a summer reading program. If you read all your books over the summer reading program and turned in your logs, you got to be a VIP. And you got to go to all the extra things that were. But for all of the students, we set up like a rodeo event where I called on lots of my friends over Horry County. They all brought horses and they were eager to share all about it. So, and then it got so big where people were like, I want to be in it. And then finally in 2019, I had gotten sick, really sick. And I had to take half the school year off, and we didn't have one then. So that would have been our 11th year, and we haven't had one yet since COVID. So I don't know what the exact plans are for that, but my friends that I have talked to, they have been interested in going ahead and setting one up for, you know, the community at large. And tying into my book, I was thinking maybe I could, you know, read my story there too as well, and maybe give out some copies or, you know, do some autographing and things like that. Reading rodeo has been so fun. I mean, we look forward to it every year.
What are some of the events that you do?
Well, with the large amount of children, we have about 600 children at our school. We set them up in stations, and they do rotations. Now, I always get my dear friend Leslie from Carolina Stars. She comes out and she does a great job with them. She does tricks with them. Right. My friend Carrie, she'll come out. One year she'll do English. The next year she'll do Western. They'll show them like she did ranch patterns, and she told them what she was going to do at each spot. Mm-hmm. And then she told them to cheer or say a certain command for her to do at those spots. Buddy Smith, he would come out and do cowboy poetry while he's sitting on his horse and reading. He would also sing and play his guitar on it. Calvin Barfield from right over here, he comes out and brings his horse Honey, which he has devoted that horse to the ministry of God. And if he didn't, when he had that horse, he thought that, you know what, God gave me this horse, I'm going to use it for you. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, if I can go on and on, obviously telling you 40 people, there will be 40 right. horses, there's going to be at least two people per horse yeah. coming with them. So that, yeah, that lots of people. And even my husband comes out with our horses and, you know, lets the kids pet them and check them out and see how they are.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah, it was so fun. Oh, yeah. And it lasts the whole day through. At the beginning in the morning, the kids dress up as cowboys or cowgirls, and they have to carry their favorite little book, and they do a parade. And then we start and do the different stations where they go around. They do a cowboy lunch. And then for our exhibitors, we do a nice big lunch for them, too. And at the end of the day, we do like a call-in show where they put up questions, and we ask the questions either over the intercom or through the TV screens, and they call up to the front and try to get the answers. And they're all, you know, like something that you would have learned that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. What a great idea. And it would be wonderful if you could do it to the community at large.
Absolutely.
You know, and have yeah. any kid that wanted
and
to.
And we
come.
Have people around here. I mean, I have ladies and gentlemen that are, you know, super interested in it.
Yeah.
I've had people even as far down as Charleston saying that they would come up for the day,
yeah.
which is awesome.
Yeah, I would like to talk with you further about doing something like that in North Carolina.
Absolutely.
Through my charity. That would be
sure.
something worthwhile.
Cushing Media is proud to present our first event for 2021, our Everything Equine Expo, a tribute to horsewomen. April 16th through 18th at the Lake Waccamaw Equestrian Center. Bill Thompson Lane, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. Our colt starting will feature six of the finest cowgirls in the business. Even the horses for colt starting will be fillies and provided by Lost Creek Cattle Company of Tennessee. Professional demos, trail challenge, colt starting, and equestrian entertainment show on Saturday night. Tickets available online or at the gate for just $30 for the entire weekend, including all events, or $15 per day. Follow us on Facebook at Everything Equine Expo, a Cushing Media production.
I know you've written two children's books.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your first book you wrote.
Okay. So as a kid growing up, my mama, she was the best storyteller ever. And for my friends that don't know, she's passed away. She stayed with us for a long time. And she'd always be like, I could write a book. I could write a book. Christine, you should write a book. You should do this. So we would talk, you know, all the time. And we just, when we got married, Steve and I got this colt. He was the most precarious little guy ever. Just so interesting to have around. And he would do the silliest stuff. Like, we had his niece's wedding here, and we built a little dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go out there, and he'd climb on it and dance around. And he, like, he always would get into things, but he would be a little bit upset about getting out of it. So one of the things we did in the first story was he went swimming. And we talked about, you know, when you take your horse swimming, you need to be a little bit careful because you don't know. Are they going to lay down? What's going to happen? How are they going to react to the water? So my husband takes him into the water. And let me show you this picture here that we painted of him going. This is one of them. And he reacted really well to going into the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Then we get him back into the trailer and bring him home, and he's whining about how he's so tired. But then he talks about facts that people wouldn't know if you were if you didn't know anything about horses, like how their knees lock and that they can sleep standing up. Just
education.
A bunch of educational mm-hmm. facts that they could learn. That's what a lot of the people that have bought the books have said, that, you know, hey, not only have I enjoyed the storyline of it being the perspective of the horse, I've learned things. So that was pretty cool about that
yeah.
one. Yeah, so that's Adventures with Sami. And Sami was my husband's horse. And he is out in Montana somewhere now. We had sold him when I had gotten really sick. We had a bunch of horses here at the time, and I didn't want him to have to take care of all of them by himself while
sure.
I was sick.
I understand that.
Yeah, and then True Blue, he's my heart horse.
Mm-hmm.
He's my gray. I did not go looking for color. I did not go looking for the flashiest thing I could ever find. I just wanted something that was safe.
Mm-hmm.
Was looking on Facebook. Back home where I grew up, I saw this horse for sale, and he was so pretty, and I was like, oh, I want him. I want him. And we had gone back up to visit, and my husband and I went to go look at him, and we fell in love with him. And the lady that owned him, she used to be my neighbor when I was a kid. And she was, you know, maybe 20 years older than I am. And she was just happy because he had navicular. He was a rope horse, and he was doing all kinds of work. And he just needed a soft place to land. So, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, with me, I'm going to be pretty soft to yeah. land with. And he's come down here, and he's done all kinds of things. In the story, it's his journey of his life. He starts out in Kansas, mm-hmm. Goes to Pennsylvania. He gets trained, does all these things. And he really relies on God to help him, too. And there's a phone call in the story that, like, flips the whole story, saying, you know, that he's going to come here. So he gets to ride with it down to North Carolina, and we picked him up and came the rest of the way back. He gets this idea from our mini horse the first night that we get here that he wants to be a trick horse because he learns about my friend Leslie. So as the story goes on, she comes out, she's like, well, why don't we just use him at the Reading Rodeo? So we used him at the Reading Rodeo as the trick horse.
Cool.
For the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came out and took pictures. And, you know, rope horses, retired ones, they can do a lot of things.
That they can.
Now, we dressed him up with her masks and all this stuff. And didn't give 1 ounce of anything. You know? She was flipping around him like a little ant. And he's just standing there, didn't even care.
Very nice.
Carried the huge flags. Did not one bit. You know, he was awesome. Yeah, he's a great guy. He is true blue. Now, when I was little, my dad would say, you know, a horse of any color, as long as it's good, it doesn't matter. But, and if he's true blue, you know, 100% to you, and it just turned out that his name was Blue.
That's so cute.
Blue Deluxe, yeah.
Hey, y'all. This is Lonnie from Mule City Specialty Feeds, located in Benson, North Carolina. It's almost springtime. Is your horse blooming? Does your horse have a shiny coat and healthy hooves? How much extra time and money are you spending mixing supplements in the feed room when you could be enjoying your horse in the arena or out on the trail? Then look no further. Mule City Specialty Feeds has a line of equine feeds that delivers maximum nutrition. From your performance horse to your weekend trail horse, our line of Maximum Nutrition Equine Feeds offers 5 different complete balanced formulas that will take you out of the feed room and into the saddle. In addition to equine feeds, we also offer complete feeds for your barnyard pets and livestock. For more details, visit our website at mulecity.com, follow us on Facebook, or give us a call at 1-800-587-9229. And don't forget, Mule City delivers.
Now, where can people get your books?
You can go to my author page, which is author Christine Smith McClure. If you send them to me on that page, I can autograph it and send it out to you. Or you can get it on Amazon. Just search the names of the book with my name.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about this online club that you developed to encourage people to ride.
Sure. So one evening I was supposed to be looking up how to renew my teacher's license, but you know how you can go on bunny trails and do all different types of things. So I was like, hey, that'd be neat. Let's try it. And I obviously had some horses that needed ridden too. It was kind of like the horse that's on the back burner. Let's go ahead and get that one out to work. So I made it where you do 40 rides within 30 hours and in that 12-week span. Mm-hmm. You can do groundwork. You can do whatever you want so that it could be, you know, an English person, a dressage person, anybody. Just making it a community so that you can encourage each other. You put up your pictures, put your document, your stuff along the way. Because I've taken lessons from people and also being a teacher, I know that if you write stuff down and go over it and think about it again, you have a better ability to, you know, do better with what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, giving them a place to go ahead and kind of journal it, you know, or they journal it themselves and then just put, I did these many rides, and go through and say, hey, people over in Pennsylvania, they're doing the same thing. People in Florida, people all over the place do join it. And I started back in 2018, so every year I just go ahead and switch the year on it. So if you'd like to join it and do it now, it is the 2021 Horsemanship Challenge.
Okay, and where can we find out information?
That's on Facebook as well.
It's called the Horsemanship Challenge?
The 2021 Horsemanship Challenge.
Very nice. All right. So of all of your reading rodeo experiences, what's your fondest memory?
Let's see. I've got two of them.
Okay.
Maybe even 2000, but well, you know. But sure. One of them was when one year I wasn't sure if my husband was going to show up, and then I came out and I saw our horse trailer and I saw him there. And, you know, just having the support of your family there with you, that was great. And my mom wasn't able to be with them that time, but my mom has been able to come to a lot of them. Those are great ideas. And another one was having horse tails. When they came out, and it was a rainy one, and Blue was the only horse that was there in that day when he could interview, and my husband and I got to talk with David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David's a good guy.
Yeah.
So with your kids in reading rodeo, how do you feel like that has helped them?
Well, what I think is that really helps is because I show them that I had written my Adventures with Sami like with a writing class with the kids during writing, and just showing them how it came from, you know, bubbles with words around it and ideas and putting it into a script and re-editing and reading it to them, you know, just all different, bringing it together to them to know, you know, from beginning to end. That really helps them know that, hey, maybe I can do something like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had some help. Our school resource officer, she had done a few books, and she's the one that showed me how to get them published. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was really a help with that. And with kids, you know, it's really fun with them, and one of the fun memories of that is, obviously with COVID, you can't sit them on the floor close to each other anymore, but we used to sit real close, and they would just lean in as hard as they could, and I'd be like, now, how do you like that? What do you think about the word choice on that? How is that working? And I had one little know-it-all, and he'd be like, I don't like it like that, Miss McClure. You need to do it this way or this way. And the little girl sitting beside him, she elbows him right in the gut. She goes, you leave her alone. I like it that way. So there's some funny kids. I mean, I love them every day. They do something that's funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, when you do the things for them to read, is it a set list of books that they have to read, or they read of their choice?
In order to...
to be part of the reading rodeo.
Oh, they can read any books that they want to. They just have to keep a log of it and have their parents sign that they read it.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. So tell me what kind of show things that you do. You said you show a little.
Yes, when I was a kid, I started out showing my horse, Hershey. Loved him. He was a quarter horse. Showed him in 4-H, showed him in showmanship. That was my favorite one. I loved it so much. Did Western Pleasure with him because obviously, you know, being fancy boots, I had to have fancy outfits, you know, so I could do Western Pleasure. But, and then also my parents, they had the Smith Ranch whenever I was younger, and we did weddings and different things like that with the draft horses. Mm-hmm. So I would show the draft horses as well. That was really fun, and some neat memories, like they would have the halter classes with those as well, and driving, and this just brings lots of memories back up. One particular show, the halter classes, they had everybody from the barn that you were showing with, and you would move forward as they would be like, okay, that's a good class. And we had one Best of Barn with my horse, Tom. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So going forward, what's on your bucket list yet to accomplish?
Well, when I came here to South Carolina, obviously I needed to, you know, finish college, and that's what I had done with that. And got back into the horses. I would like to show a little more competitively. I need to continue with some more lessons, you know, because whenever you have a few years off and you get a little bit older, you lose a little confidence that you had. So I need to work on that a little bit more. last summer we have done some unicorn camps, so I had a lot of my kids that from school to come out, and they got to learn just very minute basics about horses, and they loved that. So I'd like to do some more camps mm-hmm. and some more reading things, which I had done last summer. I had gone out to my friends that did riding camps, and mm-hmm. I would take my horse and I would ride from or read from his back. So yeah, that I want to do more of that. You know, the bucket list, it just grows and grows. And to tell you the truth, it's like a swirling muddy bucket because there's lots of stuff in there and I don't even know what to pull out to tell you.
Right. You sound like me. My ideas are far faster than I can accomplish them.
Absolutely. I find that sometimes when I'm writing too, that mm-hmm. I cannot write as fast as what I'm thinking.
As a young woman in the horse industry, what kind of advice would you give to other young women who want to make their mark on the horse world?
To make your mark, you need to be you. Don't try to be somebody else. Just be you, you know? Mm-hmm. Somebody out there is going to latch on to what you did, and they're going to understand your dreams. And, you know, just being you. That way you don't have to worry about, oh, did I say this? Did I do that? No, you're you. You know, just right. be you.
Very good advice. Very good. Anything else that you'd like to share with our audience?
I'm sure I'll think of 1,000 things after you go. Just, you know, being you and yourself and being friendly. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a chance to be announcers at a lot of shows. And I don't think I'm doing anything. I'm just talking and, you know, saying things and saying, you know, hey, if you're new to the show industry, you know, this is what the judge is looking for, or something like that. A lot of people have found me, and I guess my voice, they can know who I am, and or they'll see me, and they'll be like, hey, you know, thank you for doing this, or thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's some stuff that, you know, I found that will help.
Very yeah. nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for spending time with us today, Christine. Sure. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Look forward to working with you maybe on some reading rodeo stuff for North Carolina.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. Our souls wander in similar places. Even though we may not know each other, we touch the same wind, we walk under the same sky, and our hearts wander in the same dreams. We are one, women just like you and me. Thank you for listening.